Welcome, everyone, to the final episode of the Andres Segovia Show for the year 2020. I thought a great deal about this episode because I want to speak to all of you from the heart, reflecting on the year that has been 2020. And for those, in my generation and those thereafter my generation, will probably look back on this as being the most unique and challenging year in our short lives. As a student of history, I can tell you that it's not the worst year on record, but we were not around to go through the challenges of those other years. This was the year that we faced challenges. And if you're watching this, if you made it this far, that means you survived this year thus far. But probably you know others, like I do, that did not make it this far. In some cases, they didn't even make it halfway through the year. This is the year that I have lost more people in my life than perhaps the last decade combined, at least. Maybe even more than that. Some people that were close to me, some people not so close to me, and some a little more far removed. That has not changed, though, that people's lives that I know have been affected by this year. And even though you might jump to the conclusion that it will be related to the current pandemic, I can assure you that no, it's not. I can count on one hand those that have passed away due to the pandemic, because everybody else that I know has died from different complications with health that were not affected by the current pandemic. Some that have bravely fought cancer, some that had bravely fought heart disease and heart failure, but ultimately succumbed to those battles years later. And I gotta tell you, it's You've seen them struggle. You've seen those that know there's that the light at the end of the tunnel, it's almost there. So some of that held on as long as they could, and they finally had to say goodbye. Others tragically did not plan on or even saw their untimely demise. So it's been an interesting year in that respect. And I think all of us can connect in some way, somehow, to something that affected, for one reason or another, just everybody. Because this is the year that started off with a literal loss of life that basically united the entire country. When we were all reflecting our own mortality, when we got the news that Kobe Bryant passed away and his daughter was on the helicopter with him and other individuals too. The biggest name, obviously, being Kobe Bryant. It's like, well, no, because he's Kobe. And it's not just that. Anyone of a celebrity status that we, in some case, I didn't look up to him in that respect because I'm not a basketball fan. But for anybody that looks up to individuals that have either inspired them to change their lives or even something grander or believe in themselves to push harder or have been impacted by any of the sporting championships that were brought to the city, both financially and emotionally, then you would see a figure of such kind and not think that the rules that apply to us, the lesser mortals, would apply to someone like him. I mean, Michael Jordan is still around, but Kobe isn't, and neither is his daughter. And the whole country was united in that. And then everything just seemingly fell apart after that. Some of you will blame certain individuals or leadership for that. I have a singular entity that I blame. But after the deaths of such highly publicized deaths of individuals, with the powder keg being what ultimately happened with George Floyd, that basically set the entire country off on this racial divide that it seemed that's what America was. And if you look just back a few months earlier, I would point to that and say, no, it wasn't. But for some, they'll believe one perspective or the other perspective of where you might find yourself in life and how you go about it. And I'm not here to talk about those sorts of things. I'm here just to express to you the challenges that were faced this year. And it's been, I don't want to say unique, because it isn't. events like these that have happened this year have happened before in history. But I remember some years ago, as several events that were large in scale and life-altering in a way, I had asked my father, who lived through the end of the Cold War and was always on the edge of not knowing whether the world was going to enter into a nuclear war between the United States and the Soviet Russia. So to have to live on the edge of tomorrow, literally, it's like, will there be a tomorrow? He lived in that. I didn't. And when I was born, it was reaching the end of that. So for him to tell me that he had never seen so many events happen so close together, that's exactly what defines 2020. That there was a little bit of everything. War, threats of war, pestilence, plague, disease of all sorts. It's economic collapses, loss of life due to this, that, or the other. No, it's been one of those. It's not unique in history, but never has so much happened in such a short time frame. Ultimately culminating with where we are now, with facing the great unknown. What will 2021 bring? Everybody hopes that it's a turn in the page. And quite honestly, I wanted to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. What everything I talked about was bad and ugly. But there is good. There was good. It was a time where individuals actually came together. Whether it was through their differences or their hardships that they related to one another. Then you also have the separation. The separation of those that wanted nothing to do with other individuals. That's how you know who are your friends and who aren't. That's how you know who has your best interest at heart. Who was there to help you during this time? It's easy to be united and helpful and kind when things are going well. But when the going gets tough, as the expression goes, you know who your friends are. And I think this year proved it above all who your friends truly are. Because in the past year, I can tell you, I've made new friends, some of which are no longer my friends. No fault of my own. But they thought of themselves as the better. Okay, good for you. I'm glad those people are out of my life. There were times where I had this emotional burden. It's like, what did I do wrong? And to realize that it wasn't me. It was them. But I victimized myself in that. And I'm glad to know that I don't have to give them that power over my life. Because they weren't around for my life anyway. Meanwhile, newer relationships were strengthened. Old relationships or old acquaintances that I haven't talked to in so long were rekindled. To meet faces and see faces I haven't seen in the longest time, and to see where they are in their life with their newest faces that are growing after them. It was beautiful to know that there's still life beyond this, beyond us. You know, there's another generation that's yet growing up in this that may not remember the hardships of this year. Because us as parents, we do our best to shield them from harm. A caring parent does that. I also seen God's hand at work this year in other ways. I'm not talking about the Book of Revelation stuff here. That's a whole other story, right? No, I'm referring to just the blessings, the care, the protection that he has provided and extended to my family, myself, the businesses that my parents started and that I joined in eventually. You know, I've seen his hand at work. There are people that depend on the paychecks that come from those businesses. And government wasn't there to help out. It wasn't there to provide some kind of out when they're the ones that put us in this position in the first place by shutting us down. This is different from some kind of welfare state. Like, you're not letting me work literally. And I talked about this before because I was against the bailouts. But under George Bush and under Obama, I was against the bailouts for the banks. And I'm still against it to this day. This was not a bailout, folks. The stimulus stuff. And I don't want to get to the politics of things. But when you're not allowed to go to work, how are you supposed to attend to your family? It's like if the government destroys your home, they owe you for that. And they weren't coming through. But good thing that my family did not depend on government. Never has. If anything, the government's always come after them for more. And myself too. Only to find out that they actually owed us. And that's how it should be. They work for us. We don't work for them. They need to be reminded of that. That's the problem in California. Where they forget that. Because they want to be the be-all, end-all to all aspects of your life. And you can't trust them with the Postal Service, when that's technically not really a government agency, but it operates as a government agency. Why would you trust them with everything else in your life? To each their own, I suppose. Not going to enter the politics of things. But I can tell you, that guy was really there. And it was amazing to see his hand at work, where the employees, not one of them, had to suffer without getting paid. They got paid. They didn't have to worry about their check. They didn't have to worry about like, well, will the company still be open? That further apart. I saw people swoop in that have never, ever been involved in our operations in about 2 decades and help out. And then the awesomeness to be able to pay them back in record time. No, that's what makes this an incredible year, to see all the good. And of course, there's other things that are still not resolved or settled, or that they might expand to continue to get worse. Those thoughts I'll share on Off the Record. So for those of you that are interested in hearing what I got to say about that, then you got to go to my website at www.dangerousagoba.com to hear the rest of that. But in closing, I must say, at a personal level, now I'm a business professional. I look to the interest of those that are my clients, that are not my clients. I've done what I could. I put a lot of stuff on hold to be able to give as much information as I could, to point people in the right direction, and to tell them, don't go that way where it's not going to help you. You know, I've done what I could this year for them. It's not something that I'm looking to be paid back or whatever. No, it's just, no, people need to be properly informed. That's why I did Off the Record, particularly a lot in this winter season, or at the end of fall, early winter season, for what I was doing. Because I mentioned the entity that was against all of us, that divided us in all this, and I'm going to expand on it on Off the Record, is the mainstream media. They're the ones that put us at odds. But that's all I'm going to say about that on this video. Or this episode. But I would say that I was also put through the ringer. I am not happy about the spiritual stagnation that I experienced this year. As someone that should know better and do better, I didn't. And in a time where I know that the book of Revelations was almost unfolding before our eyes, it seemed like every single day, well, that chapter was just fulfilled. It didn't do enough to wake me up. And as someone that's I feel is in a position of more influence, not because I wanted to, but because some people respect me enough. Like, yeah, it's not me, never me. It's the God behind the man, never the man. It was always something that weighed heavily on me this year. And 2021 is something I'm already putting here publicly, in that I want to do better in my relationship with God, so I can do better in my relationship with my wife and my kids, because that's always been the bond that holds us all together. You know, the film Interstellar, a movie that's probably my favorite movie of all now, I connect with greatly, because it shows you love is this great connection that transcends time. And the thing is that me, as someone being of the Christian faith, God is love. So that's a different perspective than what the world defines as love. Because if we depend on humanity, which is flawed in and of its own, then that's destined to fail. Whereas over here, God is love, someone that's greater than us, and you know that created us, and that's a thing of beauty. And as someone that claims to have a relationship with God, I have not been faithful, you could say, to that relationship, because it was a one-way street, I felt, this year. And seeing his hand at work, I feel like I haven't done enough to deserve that. But it's been the blessings that I feel that that God's placed on my family, my parents, my kids, you know, and it's like, no, I gotta do more. And I think some of you might relate to that, maybe not in the sense of relationship with God, but relationship with other individuals, that if you felt you didn't do enough for someone or a certain group of people, that you could probably do better for the new year. And I think that should be a goal for a lot of us, that, hey, we just went through the ringer. Maybe we weren't in a financial position or an emotional position or even a physical position to be able to help. But in 2021, if we're calling for unity, let that be. What is that unity? To each their own. But what I will say is this, to look after ourselves. Because as Americans, we're supposed to be Americans. And of course, when you look around at the landscape, especially when it comes to politics, you don't see that. I wish we can go back to January, where we all mourned the loss of someone that almost everybody knew in one way, shape, or another. A famed or controversial basketball player. But everybody was like, whoa. No, time stood still for a moment. Or even encapsulating towards the very end of this year. And it kind of almost sounds kind of silly. But there's truth to it because of what the fans went through. And I'm talking about you Star Wars fans. You know what I'm talking about. TLJ, forget that. Throw that out the window. You remember how you felt when you saw what you saw. And as someone that doesn't watch the show, but did watch that particular episode, and was still moved to tears, despite not being emotionally invested in the story whatsoever, I shared exactly in what you experienced. Because I am one of those too. And for a moment, it seemed like the entire fandom was united. So that's what I mean. That's my hope for 2021. Now I'm going to end it with this by saying that I know who unites us. And some of you are going to strongly disagree. And that's okay. You're right too. But I know that Jesus is what unites. And you might disagree or might even hate that I said that. But there are those that are messengers of God and those that use the word of God as a vessel to destroy. The book of Eli is the best example I can point to you to show you what happens when you have someone that does just religiosity versus someone that actually wants to walk the walk. I want to be like Denzel's character. Not the violent part, but the one that wants to walk the walk. Literally. But anyway, thank you so much for watching this episode, or listening if you're on the podcast of the Andres Segovia Show. Thank you for those of you that have been with me throughout the entirety of this unique year in history, in our history for that matter. And I do hope and pray for your well-being. I wish you the best. I wish you all a happy new year. And for those of you in Southern California, where you feel that someone like me can be of service to you with your real estate needs, buy, sell, trade, by all means, reach out. I'll be available. You can go to www.segoviares.com to learn more about any of that. But in terms of what I do for the show, to entertain you, to inform you, educate you of any way that I could, that's theandresegovia.com. And that's where you can experience my thoughts on the real ugly, as I'll continue in a moment. But thank you so much for watching. I wish you all the best, and see you